The U.S. Department of the Treasury's Bureau of the Fiscal Service presents Treasury Retail Securities 2-Minute Films.
Hello, and welcome to Treasury Direct. Do you need to update your bank account on file or add a new account? This video will discuss the process to change your bank account on file. On the Account Info tab, scroll down until you see the Bank Information link. Click on this link to access your current bank accounts on file. Clicking on the Add or Edit button will bring you to this screen, which explains that to provide better security, you must complete FS Form 5512 to update or add your bank account. This form can also be found by searching for the FS Form 5512 on the TreasuryDirect.gov home screen. In Section 1 of the form, you will enter your primary Treasury Direct account number, your Treasury Direct account name, and your taxpayer identification number, usually your Social Security number. Section 2 is only used if you are planning to redeem your securities in your Treasury Direct account. If you are not planning to immediately redeem, you can leave this section blank. Section 3 is where you will enter in your new bank account information. Enter the name of the bank, the 9-digit ABA routing number, the account number, whether the account is a checking or savings account, and the name or names on the bank account. Note that only checking or savings accounts are acceptable. If you are using a savings account, it must allow ACH credits and debits. Use this checkbox to indicate if you would like to make this your primary bank account in Treasury Direct, or leave it blank if you want to leave it as a secondary account. Enter your Social Security number or employer identification number for entity accounts. Finally, choose whether you would like to update all your Treasury Direct accounts, such as conversion accounts or minor linked accounts, or choose to list specific accounts you would like to update. You can add a second bank account if you wish in the section below. Section 4 requires you to sign the form in the presence of a certifying officer and fill in all the identifying information. The certifying officer must verify your identity, certify the signature, and will affix a seal or stamp on the form. Note that notary, circular 888, and bank address stamps are not acceptable. Acceptable stamps include the institution's corporate seal or stamp, Treasury-recognized medallion stamps, endorsement guaranteed stamps, or a signature guaranteed stamp. Example of these can be found on page 5 of the form in the instructions section. Once the form is filled out, signed, and certified, you will mail it to the address listed on the form. You will receive an email informing you of the bank account update once the process is completed. And that's it. That is how you update your bank account in your Treasury Direct account.